During this winter time of tragic insurrection in Washington and the winter time of pandemic, a spirit of darkness envelops many people. Egoism and a sense of victimhood combine. People are willing to believe gossip and misinformation rather than seek factual truth. How easy it becomes to project one's own brokenness, darkness, and shadow onto others, making them the scapegoat. How easy it becomes to wrap one's evil action in a blanket of righteousness. In today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah, we hear about a servant upon whom God has put his spirit. This servant does not crush, break, or quench the smoldering wick, but establishes justice. The servant is called to open the eyes of the blind and release people who live in darkness. The church understands Jesus, now the risen Christ, is that servant. We have within our humanity a desire to go out and experience the natural world. Even when there is no pandemic or chaos, people still have a strong desire to somehow be close to nature. We are part of the natural world and not independent of it. Our need may be expressed by working in our garden, watching from our window as ducks swim on the pond, hiking or riding our bicycle through forests, walking along an ocean beach, or even sitting under the stars at night. It seems when we allow ourselves to be close to nature, we can receive greater clarity of who we are and what we need to be about, if we listen. Nature does not show us the path, but somehow the path is revealed to us in our heightened experience of nature. I think this was also true of Jesus. After his baptism, Jesus, now a young man, was moved by the Spirit to enter the wilderness of the desert for a lengthy time. During his wilderness experience close to nature and listening to the Spirit, he gained insight and clarity about the pathway he must walk. The Holy Spirit revealed his life's purpose and what he was called to do and to be. He would become God's servant, who opened the eyes of the blind and brought people out of darkness. He would do this without breaking the bruised reed. He knew that his passionate concern for the broken and suffering would bring him into conflict with the religious and Roman authorities of his time. Jesus had to be true to his calling. He desired to glorify God by wholehearted embrace of his mission. And so he entered into the world of darkness. We too share the Holy Spirit of Christ. We hear John the Baptist saying, "I have baptized you with water of repentance." He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Often, however, we may not recognize how the Spirit is guiding us and our world. Often we act as though there was no Holy Spirit. We listen instead to our egos and shadow side, ignoring our conscience and deeper self. Today it seems the Holy Spirit is inviting us and the Church to live differently. Instead of living out of our darkness and blindness and projecting this darkness onto others, the Spirit invites us to listen, to discern, and to follow her inspirations and guidance. For this to happen, the Holy Spirit also invites us to enter into the wilderness, into nature, into contemplative silence. The Spirit also invites the church community to become a listening community, one that is open and listening for the guidance of the Spirit. The community of the church on all levels needs to come together to listen to each other. From this listening, they will sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit. This is how the early church functioned. They came together with their concerns, and after freely sharing their agreements and disagreements, they listened for the movement of the Spirit. Pope Francis hopes to advance the reform of the church by helping it become a discerning church, not a church where all the directives come from the top down. He calls this coming together to share and listening for the Spirit a synodal process. The word synod means journeying together. Pope Francis states, today, the church needs to grow in discernment, in the ability to discern. Each Christian and every community must discern the path that the Lord points out. At the baptism of Jesus, we recall that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. From there, he was led to bring good news to the world of darkness. Today, we hear the echo of the prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. Send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth."